the iconic skyscrapers of New York at night. The twinkling lights of buildings merge and form a bold white caption, Miramax. A flaming red and orange sun rises on a black screen. Within the sun is a palm tree, and below is the captioned word, Island. Island Pictures presents an Ivory Way production. Sean Wayans. Marlon Wayans. Title: Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. Tracy Sherelle Jones, Chris Spencer, Lamard Tate, Suli McCullough, LaWanda Page, J.W. Smith, Bernie Mac, Robert Schimmel, Quelleen Young, and Helen Martin. Casting by Robbie Reed Humes, CSA Tony Lee, Andrea Reed. Costume designer Valerie Adams. Production designer Aaron Osborne. Co-producer Carrie Morrow. Co-executive producers Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans. Executive producer soundtrack Hiram Hicks. Music by John Barnes. Edited by William Young, Marshall Harvey. Director of photography, Russ Brandt. Executive producers, Mark Berg, Dan Genetti. Produced by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Eric L. Gold. Written by Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Phil Bowman. Directed by Paris Barkley. Words appear. One out of every 10 black males will be forced to sit through at least one Growing Up in the Hood movie in their lifetime. At least one out of 5 will be shot in the theater while watching the movie. A traffic sign in a hood reading, "I wouldn't stop if I was you," crashes down as young black guys mingle on the road behind it. A guy in sweats speaks to the camera.
Yo, I'm finished to tell you how it is in the hood. See, because in the hood, everybody's a target.
Nah, I ain't like that. I'm gonna tell you the real deal what it goes on in the hood. See, in the hood, most of us won't reach the age of 21.
Happy birthday, homie.
For me?
Yeah. Happy birthday, homeboy.
For me?
Yeah. Make a wish.
He closes his eyes. The birthday boy is shot.
No, Lord, no, Lord, no, no, baby. I know you didn't do me wrong. I know he doesn't. Oh, my junior. I nursed him with these, Lord.
Yo, 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 this ain't your baby. This ain't your baby.
Ain't that some shit?
The mom, Mrs. Johnson in gown and curlers, retreats.
I'm gonna tell you what it's really like living in the hood. I moved back into my father's house after living with my mom's for most of my life.
Trey, I don't want you hanging out in the streets. I want you to finish school. Because without an education, the only kind of work you're gonna get is selling drugs, pimping women, or working security for Eddie Murphy. Now, I've done all I can. I got my education, I worked 2 jobs to support you. But I can't teach you how to be a man. Only your father can do that. Now, give me a kiss and be a good boy. I love you, Trey.
Love you too, Mom.
Blowing away a leaf, she hugs Ashtray Trey.
So will I see you again?
Sorry, baby. You know there ain't no positive black females in these movies.
Trey opens the car door.
Sorry.
Trey knocked over an oncoming cyclist.
My father tried his best to give me advice. The problem was, he was only a couple of years older than me.
Ooh, I told you I don't want no damn watchtower. Hey, what's up, nigga?
What's up, Pops?
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
How's it going?
Oh, man.
Look at you, nigga. It's gonna be on.
Look at you, man. Look, you got big,
oh,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Last time I seen you was about this tall.
What?
They wouldn't even let you on the rides at the amusement park. They used to take you to Kittyland. Remember
yeah, but
that?
It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I was just about to eat breakfast. You hungry?
No, I'm full, man. I had some Red Hots.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, man, come on in, bro. Right. Oh, please allow me. So you a guest in my house, man. Shit, make yourself at home. Hey, are those your bows?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna be sporting them, man. Hey, it's good to have you up in here, too. Hey, I'm gonna finish getting my swivel on right, so just have a seat, man.
All right, cool.
Hey, 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 make sure your ass is on that plastic. Look, Trey, so we're not bumping heads, man, if you're gonna be standing here, you're gonna have to follow some rules, which is no smoking my shit, don't let me catch you drinking my shit, and if you bring any of them hoes up in here, make sure I fuck them first. And, you're gonna have some chores.
Chores?
That's right, chores. Nigga, this ain't gonna be no free ride. You gonna keep track of my Matchbox cars. You got to organize the damn Sega Genesis cartridges. I want you to do my homework since you wanna be such a smart ass. After that, in the nighttime, I want you to cut the hair on my balls.
Hey, 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 hold up. Can I ask you a question, Pop?
Yeah.
What you gonna be doing?
Hey, look, nigga, I ain't got to do nothing. My mama take care of me. Look, I know you think I'm being hard on you. Hell, I guess I'm trying to teach you some responsibility.
You right, Pop.
No.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you line me up in the back?
Nigga, that's gonna run you about $13.
$13? Oh, come on, man. The Spanish dude down the block only charges $6.
Well, take your ass to him and let him fuck your head up.
Nah, let you cut me up.
They go to the kitchen.
Hey, Trey, let me ask you a question, man.
What's up?
You still a virgin?
Of course. Well, there's this one dude who rubbed up against my butt one time, but I ain't like it.
Hey, man, I'm talking about girls, man.
Oh, girls? Come on, Pops. Now, you know I be getting mine.
You getting it or you getting it?
I'm getting it.
Okay.
I ain't tell you about that little honey dip?
Mm-mm. What honey?
Oh, Pop, I met the finest little brown-skinned cutie down at the corner market, man. She had big breasts, mm-hmm. big legs, mm-hmm. ass was pow!
Ghetto booty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, you know, I knew she liked me because we locked eyes. Mm-hmm. So I started to get into my Mac Daddy Denzel mode, you know? Yeah! So I started fixing my eyebrows, make sure they were straight, fix my hair, make sure it was slick and greasy, making sure my breath wasn't stinking.
Hey, man, get to the damn fucking part.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I went over her house one Sunday morning. Her mom's had just gone to church.
A flashback of Trey and the girl kissing.
We had the place all to ourselves. So, you know, we got to kissing, licking, slobbing, you know, doing the wild thing.
The girl writhes on top of Trey.
When we got up there, it was like heaven. Better than my wildest fantasies. Well, apparently, her mom's must have forgot her purse or something, because she came back home, and I guess she could smell the sex in the air.
Surprise for you.
And that's when things really got freaky. Before I knew it, the door burst open,
huh?
And there was her mama.
In bondage.
Ooh, hold him down, baby, and let mama have him.
So I grabbed my things and got out of there the best way I could.
Yeah. I sure do hope you get her number.
The girl?
Hell no, her mama, she the freak. Shit.
Hey, hey, Pops, don't go up too high in the back.
Man, don't worry about this. We all done. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, I got something for you to make the girls think you're smelling good.
Ammonia.
Ah! All hooked up, partner. Give me my $13.
Goatee bearded Trey stares open-mouthed. He's unaware his pop has shaved the words, kick me, into the back of his hair. Outside, Trey sees an ice cream truck.
All right, give it up. Jack move, fool.
Don't shoot.
A guy with a gun hijacks the truck. A shabbily dressed guy to Trey.
Man, you got any spare change?
Sorry, bro, I'm all out, man.
Man, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
I don't want any cheeseburgers.
Please, man. I suck your dick.
Ew. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
It hurt me to wake up and see my beautiful black people suffer, victimized by the oppressive, harsh realities of the hood. I guess even though we were free, we were still slaves in the mind.
Message.
A mailman to the camera.
Luckily, I wasn't alone here in the hood. See, my cousin Loke Dog lived right across the street. Loke Dog was America's worst nightmare. Raised in a house with three generations of hopelessness, poverty, and profanity.
Inside.
Loke Dog, turn that loud-ass motherfucking music down. You're waking up the fucking babies, motherfucker. This still my motherfucking house, motherfucker. Who the fuck is that on my porch?
Trey's at the door.
Hey, Miss Dog.
Hey, Ashtray. You come to stay with your daddy for good?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Mrs. Ducks in a flowery gown and red curlers.
You tell your pretty ass motherfucking daddy I said hello.
Trey's hit by the opening fridge door.
Yeah.
She gulps malt beer.
Mm. Baby, do me a favor and pass me that shit over there.
Trey grabs a spice bottle with a label reading shit. He sniffs it.
Hey.
Care for a little soup?
No, thanks. I'm cool. Oh, is Loke Dog here?
Yeah, that lazy-ass motherfucker's back there in the back doing nothing as usual.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
All right.
An elderly woman in a rocking chair.
Hey, Grandma. Ashtray, you little bitch-ass motherfucker. Come over here and give your grandma a hug. Ah, that's my nigga. You've been wearing them Jimmy hats like Grandma gave you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, my old stinky ass is fine, except for my arthritis in my trigger finger. Mm. But I can still stick and move.
I bet you can.
That beating the police give me didn't slow me down a bit. Mm. Come on, motherfucker. Give me your best shot.
Come on, Grandma. I don't want to do nothing like that.
Oh, come on, nigga.
Come on, Grandma. I don't want to do that. Stop. Come on.
Trey swings a right hook at Grandma.
Ooh. Damn, them fake teeth are hard. Bye-bye.
He blows Grandma a kiss.
You still hit like a bitch, motherfucker.
Loke Dog was gonna teach me to survive in the hood, even if it killed me.
A bullet flies out from a bedroom door. Startled, Trey inches towards the bullet hole and peers in. A young black guy, Loke Dog, stares out.
Is that you? Hey, nigga, you better start announcing yourself before you get smoked up in here, nigga. Damn. You know that chronic make me paranoid, baby. Come here, you old fool dog mark ass trick. Give me some love.
What's up, cuz?
Ah, what's up? All right, that's enough of that love. I don't play that sentimental shit. Come on.
His hair's combed like an antenna.
Quick fashion question. Should I wear Dish Tech 9? With the high
white top. Sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Or should I wear this Uzi with my low top?
Loke Dog holds a pair of red sneakers and his gun.
I'll just wear these.
A pair of pink rabbit slippers with floppy ears.
I try. Scoot over. Rumor has it, yo, bitch ass is in town for good, nigga.
Yeah, man. Mom's is beefing. She says it's time for me to become a man.
Oh, nigga, my mom said the same shit. Sweating me, nigga.
Word?
Yeah, man. Hey, I don't care, though. You know, I told her I don't want to be on welfare my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Hey, for real, nigga, I got bigger and better plans. You know what I'm saying? Figure I'd get me a job at the post office, you know, maybe at a bank. You know what I'm saying?
That's all good, man.
Work real hard. Work my way up to manager.
We need more black people like this.
You know what I'm saying? Learn the system a little bit. And I'll rob that motherfucker blind. Break all y'all shit.
Loke Dog kisses his gun.
Hey, yo, look, man, whatever happened to your pops anyway?
Oh, that old mark-ass nigga ran out on us like a little business.
A photo of Loke Dog's parents.
You know,
Trey gazes sadly at the photo in his hands.
You know, it's kind of tough.
Trey cries.
Growing up in the hood without a positive male role model.
Loke Dog makes faces.
Message!
The mailman.
Oh, nigga, come on. Let's go get Preacher Crazy Legs and go to this picnic real quick. Come on.
Grandma sits in a rocking chair, lighting a large joint. Gray-haired grandma inhales and becomes woozy and cross-eyed.
This is some good shit.
You have your black ass back here by Friday, because a social worker is coming over here, and I'm still claiming your ass.
Quit sweating me. Shoot. Hey, grandma, you better stay on my end before I smoke your ass.
Go fuck yourself.
There are no cocaine fields in the hood. There are no gun factories in the hood. We're not the ones bringing drugs and guns into the community. Don't you see? That's all part of the white man's plan. We need to have our own cargo ships, cargo planes. That's why shit costs so much money. If he's charging $250, damn it, I gotta charge you $500. I would like to take a plane from Bogota, Colombia, and get off on Crenshaw. Wouldn't you, sister? We need to subjugate our people without the help of the white devil. We need to destroy ourselves!
Preach was a former gang member turned activist, but now he's just plain confused.
Hey, Preach, what up, nigga?
Y'all need to stop using the word nigga. You see, it's terms like the word nigga that the white man uses to take away the self-esteem of another race.
Word.
Oh, yeah, remind me to pick my laundry up from that chink motherfucker.
Preach is wearing traditional African clothes.
Crazy Legs used to be the best dancer in the hood. But now he's paralyzed from the waist down after a drive-by.
What's up, Crazy?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'll be right there, all right?
Crazy Legs rolls down a ramp in his wheelchair.
Yeah, that's the way to start the day. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, partner?
What's up, Loke?
How about
yeah.
partner, Loke? Pick me, brother.
Come all on. Right, African brother.
Hey, hold that.
I got you.
Loke Dog didn't have the flyest ride in the hood, but it was reliable in rain, sleet, or snow.
Trey, Preach, and Crazy Legs travel in Loke Dog's white truck, which has "Janet was here" sprayed in red on the back. It passes four black kids loitering on a railway track.
Hey, you guys. Y'all want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
They walk to a tree under which a white guy dressed as Elvis Presley is lying face down.
I told you he was dead. Come on, man, he stinks.
Elvis's bottom is exposed. A daytime yard party. Three guys broil sausages over a car's engine. A guy chases a girl. Three guys in pants, slung low at various lengths. Loke Dog and the gang arrive. Trey surveys the grinding, dancing couples.
Hey, y'all. Busy on
a naked couple are grinding.
What did I tell you about disrespecting my new
entrance? Oh, with disrespect, you. Oh my God, the mother of Mecca is right here before me. Do my eyes not deceive me, or am I looking at the goddess Isis herself? Can you do me a favor, my brown skin angel? Can you tap that white girl for me?
Unimpressed, the black girl goes.
My milk of magnesia. Oh. Oh. After the devil made you, he broke the mold. Well, maybe you and I could make a little jungle fever.
Loke Dog fishes out a beer bottle from an ice bucket.
Hey, this one to all my dead homies, you know what I'm saying?
Loke Dog pours the amber liquid over three black guys sleeping behind a fence. Trey stops dancing as he spots a girl.
I remember the first time I saw Dashiki. She was fine enough to be Jet Beauty of the Week.
Yo, Loke, come here.
Hey, what's up? What's up, nigga?
Yo, man, who's this fine girl over here?
Nigga, that's Dashiki. Stay away from her. Everybody in the hood's been up at her.
Shoot.
She got more kids than Miss Wayne.
Dashiki with her kids.
Anyway, that's Tupac's ex-girl.
One of that boy's old.
A guy wearing gold chains, toothpick, devours meat.
Toothpick got used to being in jail. So much so that even on the outside, he lived like he was still on the inside.
Give me a knife, boy.
His buddy passes him a knife.
Huh? Phone check, homie. Phone check.
$5 a head, nigga. Top $5.
I got the top look.
Go fit.
What they hitting for, man?
$5, Buster.
Oh, I got that. I can come with that.
Yeah. Toothpick puts down two cartons of cigarettes for the card game.
What? Oh, my money ain't good.
Do you know how many crumb cakes I can get for them? How many chocolate milks? How many bars of soap?
Get my cards, nigga. Just hurry up and get my card. Damn,
all right, nigga. Shit.
Dashiki eyes Trey as she walks past.
Hello. She wants me. How you keep wasting your time with that trick? I'm telling you, we need you someone with some class. Someone you can take home to stepmama. You know what I'm trying to say? Get yourself a real...
Loke Dog spots a black girl smiling at him as she downs a malt beer.
Real woman. I try. You see that bitch over there? I see her. Now that's a...
She's emptied the bottle.
I bet you I get her number. Nigga, you ain't getting nobody's number. Fool.
Loke Dog in low slung pants sidles towards the girl. She turns away.
Break yourself! Give me your goddamn number! Come on! Hurry up! Come on!
The girl writes as he holds his gun to her head.
Cool, cool, cool. So, I'm gonna give you a call about 5 o'clock, all right? Sit, all right?
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Take care of yourself, right?
To Trey, the girl has a gun.
I told you I'd get the number.
You didn't think you was just gonna come over here and pull that gun out on me and then leave me, did you? Huh? You better recognize, motherfucker.
Oh, you are so sexy.
Yeah.
What's your name?
AK.
What's that show called?
The gun my mama used to shoot my daddy.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You wanna dance, AK?
Yeah, you know it.
I don't count three, we'll put the guns down, all right?
Okay.
1, 2. All right, not the dude. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. All right, fuck it, let's just dance. All right, put my gun down.
Come on, bring it. They dance, holding guns at each other. Trey applies mouth freshener, licks his fingers, and sits with Dashiki.
Hey, beautiful.
Please.
Hey, mister.
What's up, little man?
Are you just trying to get some for my mom?
Oh, snap. Nah, little man. Actually, what I'm trying
to... Give me a dime, I'll leave you alone.
Trey hands over a dollar to the young boy, Durag. Durag adds it to his bundle of dollars and goes. Trey turns to Dashiki.
Cute little kid. Oh, by the way, my name is Astra.
My name is Dashiki. That's Swahili for doggy style.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Those seven are my kids.
Hello, everybody.
Now, children, what do you say when you meet a nice man?
Are you my daddy?
Ooh, all I know is I'd really like to take you out. Oh, you and your seven kids.
That sounds nice, but I'm leaving the hood in a couple of days.
Really? Man, I can't wait for the day I can move out of the hood.
Well, look, I know I just met you, but you're welcome to come along. I mean, I need somebody to help me change all them diapers.
Is that it? Diapers? I used to change my father's diapers all the time. Ain't no thing.
Listen. You think about it, okay? And if you're serious, let me know.
Toothpick's buddy Sam sees Dashiki and Trey smooching.
Hey, man, ain't that Dashiki over there kissing that fool, man?
Sam points. Toothpick observes. He views with a mirror.
I was gonna shank that food right now.
Oh, Pick, you tripping, man.
Nigga, that's old news. Think about it, nigga. You've been in jail 5 years now. Man, it's only been 1,825 days, 6 hours and 13 minutes. She could have waited.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, why go back to jail, you know?
Oh, man, I ain't worried about jail, man. What? You sound like a bitch.
Bitch?
Man, I ain't worried about jail. Shit, man, I don't give a damn about going to jail. Nigga, take me to jail.
Take me to jail.
Shit, lock me up.
Throw
away the key. I ain't afraid to fuck somebody in his ass.
Hey.
This fool is tripping.
I'm out of here.
Toothpick sits.
Y'all, come on, man. Y'all ain't never been in the shower with a man and you see the sud roll down the crack of his ass and you just be I was fooling y'all, man. Those was jokes.
Toothpick and his gang leave the table. Trey and Dashiki finish smooching.
I don't usually be kissing like that when I first meet someone. But you special. Cigarette?
Ashtray.
Yeah, ashtray.
Loke Dog.
Hey, stupid. You realize you just kissed every nigga in the party? Now, come on. I gotta go to the store and get some more 40s.
Okay. Yeah.
The white girl gives Preach her number.
Woo!
Now, that there is something special.
How come you talk all that noise about white men and then go date white women, fool?
No, you see, I'm just trying to do the white girls what the white man's been doing to us for 400 years.
Yeah, what's that?
Fuck them. Amy Joe!
Oh, you know.
Loke Dog's truck drives past a movie billboard for Black to the Hood Part 6. It then parks outside a convenience store.
Yeah, yeah. 40s and 9s. Ah, that's my favorite stuff. Hey, I'm gonna go in here and get me a malt liquor Slurpee. Run across the street and get me some barbecue potato chips.
Ooh. Can I keep the change?
Hell no, fool. That's a $10 food stamp. Better bring back my change.
Toothpick in a convertible points a gun at Trey.
What's up now?
Punk. Loke Dog.
Hey, what's up? We got a problem, Toothpick? I said, do we have
a rocket launcher?
Right there.
Loke Dog shows a missile in his truck.
I said, do we have a pellet? USSR. Now you better get your stanky asses up out of here before I cause a nuclear holocaust up in here, fool.
Let's go, fool. Come on, now.
Fool, it'll be Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
You fool, let's go.
That's right, boy. You better get on out of here. Don't come back. Huh? Jay, bring your simple behind on.
Two young black guys are standing idly outside the store. The guy on the left punches a number into his cell phone. His buddy beside him checks his pager, then makes a call with his phone. His buddy answers.
Hello?
Hey, yo, man, you paged me?
Yeah, you ready to be out?
Yeah, let's move.
A white guy walks into the store, followed by Trey and Loke Dog. They shrug at the announcement. The shopkeepers, a Korean couple, observe them. The woman follows Trey around the store. The neatly dressed 20-something white guy waits for her to pass, then swipes items into a large sack. The female shopkeeper somersaults behind Trey. She spies on him as she dusts. Trey picks up chips, revealing her face.
Hurry up,
Trey now finds her shivering in the freezer. The male shopkeeper observes Loke Dog playing on a games machine.
Break yourself!
The white guy steals money from the cash register.
Hey,
the shopkeeper picks up a dollar bill.
You dropped something.
Loke Dog bashes the machine.
Yeah! Break yourself, fool! Ha ha! Yeah, recognize. Give my money back. Oh, bird. Candy bar. Hey, Miss Ladybug. Hey, I'm talking to you. How much for this candy bar?
$5.
What? Better give me some sucky sucky with that $5. Some love me long time or something.
You don't like? You don't buy.
Hey, look here. Just charge us for the chips.
The couple smile at his cash.
Hey, let's raise up out of here before I look up on these people. Hey, quit looking at damn ice cream like that before I put you on the corner to make me some money.
I feel sorry.
Loke Dog turns, scowling.
What you say about my mama?
I don't want to have trouble. Just go. Go home. Don't come back.
What you say about my mama? Break yourself!
No!
You break your bike! So the fight that!
Oh, Loke, what are you doing, man? Come on!
Loke Dog's bullet ricochets, causing a light to fall on the couple.
Yo, Loke, are you crazy? What the hell did you do?
Hey, fool, wasn't me. I hurt nobody.
The white guy throws his gun to Loke Dog.
The man.
The white guy crosses Loke Dog's name off a checklist of famous black men.
Have a nice day.
He pulls his gloves off.
He's good. Come on, Trey. Let's get out of here.
A car judders on its rear wheels along a road.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four. I told you before. Prepare for Mike Tyson.
And plus the Cold War.
Check out that
6-4. Two black guys watch the car skid on its side wheels. The driver is Loke Dog's grandma.
What up, nigga?
Aw, damn, what up, grandma?
Tell your daddy to pay me.
All right, then. All right, player, stay up.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four.
At a church.
Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot, you get bothered, and every now and again, you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me. Don't ask no questions.
Good to see you today, Gloria.
Good
to see you too, Miss Williams. Tired him.
His only son. Didn't he do it? Abraham didn't ask no questions.
Thank you, baby.
That's what God expects from his sheep here at the Greater Ebenezer New Revival Tree of Life, institutional double rock on the side of the road to Jericho Missionary Baptist Church of Zion. And I say Mount Calvary, y'all don't hear me.
Preach on, Reverend. Ain't that the truth?
God expects you to do what the Lord wants you to do. Like those of you who realize that the Lord wants you to give generously into his church.
Amen.
Don't ask no questions. Don't ask how come why come the pastor have to have him a nice house? Why come a pastor got to have a nice car? Don't ask. I said don't ask no questions.
He checks his pager.
Collection plate right on that side. Nigga, get it around on that side.
We gonna now have a B selection from the choir.
A woman in the front pew stands and dances. Grandma and the 70-something woman dance off with slick breakdancing and hip-hop moves. Dog and another guy.
Yo, Malik, kid, man, how does it feel? Your first day of college.
Aw, it ain't nothing, dog. Be up in there next year.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm thinking about going away to college myself, kid.
Thanks, brother. Thank you very much.
Hey, hey.
Yo, look, man, you better stop clowning. Get your GED before you end up like that brother back there.
The brother is a black guy with dreadlocks. He has a sign. Homeless? Fuck it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just lazy. He takes off his coat, revealing a sharp black suit, and heads to his flashy car.
Bro, I'm gonna give me my G-O-B, a job. Yeah, I already hired down at BM Motors train. Come down there with me.
Nah, not today, Mo. I gotta take my driver's test.
I know the day is dim. Chances may be slim. Hold on, do what you do.
This is what fresh air smell like, huh? Yep, living it, man.
Trey, Lope Dog, and Malik at a college.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Stay up.
All right, man. All right. Sniffle all that sentimental stuff.
Yo, Malik. Don't forget about us, baby.
Hey, one love, baby.
Big baby! You know Malik is the first one in the hood to go to college?
Yeah.
Finally, someone from the hood is gonna make it.
It is hope.
A white sniper has shot Malik and crosses his name off a checklist reading, Brothers who are trying to make it out of the hood. Trey's driving test.
Hello, I'm Mr. Walker. I'm your examiner for today. Put on your seatbelt, check your mirrors. Let's begin.
Trey and the 30-something black examiner buckle up. Trey starts the engine. Trey cruises down the road in a light blue car, past a sign reading DMV.
Make a right.
Walker, who wears black-rimmed glasses, makes notes as Trey rounds a corner onto a tree-lined road.
Another left.
Trey approaches the corner he previously took, but from the opposite direction. Walker points ahead.
Park right.
Walker turns to Trey. Walker gets out of the car.
Wait here.
Trey taps his thumb on the steering wheel. Walker's robbed a bank. Walker points a gun at Trey.
It was nice.
Two white men in an office.
We'll be in touch.
Okay. Lope Dog saunters to the receptionist.
Hey.
Yes? May I help you?
Yeah, I heard y'all niggas is hiring. What's up?
Oh, yes. Here, why don't you fill out this application?
Make me right.
Well, actually, originally I'm from the East Coast. But after my master's, I thought I'd take a break. So here I am. I was tired
Lope Dog
of
writes.
Daddy.
Age? 19? Hey, 6 deuce, babe. Father's name? I don't know. 6? Hell yeah, nigga. Salary desired. $3 million. Cash.
You know, being an Ivy Leaguer can be such a leg up. You know, I spent 5 years at Harvard.
Oh, really? I just spent 6 months at county. Anybody ever try and take your manhood? But then he sees the warning coming, so he hides you. But you still got that plunge in your ass. So you just squeal and cry. Don't you hate when that happens?
Oh, let's get out of here. He's crazy.
Hey, where y'all going?
Lock dog, Mr. Lope dog.
That's me.
Oh, you're next.
Mr. Lock dog.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Yeah, right.
You all right?
Yeah, no.
All right, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Energy, eager man. Yeah. Yes, I like that. Right this way.
Loke Dog breaks an ornament as he puts his feet on the recruiter's desk.
Let me just move this. Let me see. Very interesting. I see your hobbies are drinking, smoking weed, and all types of ill shit.
Yeah.
Do you drive an automobile?
With or without the boot?
Doesn't matter. Well, congratulations.
Loke Dog bares his teeth.
You got yourself a job.
Loke Dog's in a crash test car.
Right on, huh?
Hey, where the seatbelt's at?
The tester.
Don't worry.
A balding white man.
It won't be necessary.
The tester presses a lever, activating the car. The car hurtles towards a wall. Trey and Durag.
One more time! Boy, Yeah, I told you ain't got no game for me, boy!
A gun.
Now I'm gonna wear you out, you little punk.
What's that?
My gap, fool.
Where you learn how to use a gun anyway?
Trey grabs Durag.
I've seen her movies.
Durag, don't you know that you and I are an endangered species?
Why? Because they're black males?
No! Because all the rappers are taking all the good acting jobs. Listen, Durag, having a gun doesn't give you any power. You want to know what a real power is?
In the bullets!
No!
Trey holds a book.
In the books. See? Durag, your mind?
Trey takes it.
It is like a gun. And you want to load it up with little, itty, bitty bullets of knowledge. Message!
Trey sits beside Dashiki, who's writing in a folder.
Hey, what are you doing?
Writing a poem. See my poetry? It helps me escape the harsh realities of living in the hood.
Ah, that's deep. Hey, you want to read me one?
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
Love is by far the most precious thing on earth. Like a rose's fragrance or a child's birth. Love me and leave me. That's the story of my life. But it won't happen again, see, since I bought a butcher's knife. Yeah, see, the next man who loves me and leaves me so quick, I'ma cut off his balls and I'ma chop off his dick.
I'ma shoot that motherfucker. I'ma kill him. I'ma stab that motherfucker. She fucking with me all night. I'ma run him over with my car, see. He fucking with the wrong motherfucker. You know me. I will kill that motherfucker.
Baby. I get the point. That was good. I mean, it touched me in a really special place.
Look, you wait right here.
20-something Dashiki has long braids and wears short orange dungarees. She turns the music on. Dashiki beckons Trey, who coyly points to himself. Dashiki nods. Trey moves towards Dashiki and they kiss sensuously. They backtrack through a beaded curtain into the kitchen.
It's kind of funny, buddy. I don't think you have to look any further. Because I'm right here.
Dashiki was far more sexually experienced than I was. She taught me all about foreplay. Until then, I ain't never done foreplay before. But then again, who needs
smiling,
foreplay when you're
Dashiki pours red juice from a jug over Trey's bare chest. He lies groaning on the floor. Dashiki sensuously licks the juice from his chest. Dashiki makes circular movements with her tongue, then slurps the pool red liquid from his belly button. Trey reaches out for a sausage from a bun on a plate and caresses her neck with it. Dashiki embraces the experience until she opens her eyes and sees the sausage near her mouth.
Nuh-uh, fool. That's the baby's lunch.
Dashiki lights a large slab of cheese over Trey's chest. Trey winces as drops of melted cheese land on him. Dashiki holds up her right leg as Trey pulls off her orange ankle sock. He stares wide-eyed at her grubby toes and chipped nail polish. Trey pours a bottle of red sauce over her toes. Trey licks Dashiki's big toe. Trey removes dirt from his mouth and spits it out. Trey continues licking Dashiki's sauce-covered toes, then stops, clearing his throat. Later, Dashiki beckons Trey to join her in bed. Trey writhes on top of her.
Oh, damn, girl. So tight.
Wrong hole, fool.
Oh, my bad.
I couldn't believe this was happening to me. I was losing my virginity to the woman of my dreams.
Talk dirty to me.
I'm coming!
What did you say?
Never mind. I'll tell you when I wake up.
Trey rolls over, sucks his thumb, and closes his eyes. Dashiki sits up, frowning.
Ashtray, wake up.
What's up, baby?
I need to tell you something.
What's up?
I'm pregnant.
Already? Are you sure?
I got 7 kids. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Dashiki, I'm not ready to be no father right now.
Oh, so you man enough to come up in me, but you ain't man enough to take care of what comes out, get my nails done, get my hair done, pay my rent, and get me a new car? You know what? You ain't nothing but a little boy.
Ain't all about the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean.
That's not what I'm talking about. Oh. As a matter of fact, get out! Get out of my bed! Get out of my house! Get out!
What's up,
and
girl?
And take your shit with you.
Why are you tripping?
I don't want to see you no more. I don't want to talk to you.
What did I do? Wait.
Take your shit.
Oh, girl, come on now. This ain't mine.
Get out of my house.
Loke Dog and Trey are at a fried chicken and oil change stand at night. The burly chef, Rufus. Rufus drops cups.
Dashiki's pregnant.
Oh, Dashiki was born pregnant. What else is new?
What else is new? It's mine.
Woo! Oh, man, are you sure?
She said I was the only one she'd been with in the past 20 minutes.
Damn. Yes.
Eavesdropping Rufus hands
you
drinks to
her.
Trey.
Here you go, sucker. I mean, brother. That'd be 1038.
Trey and Loke Dog step away.
So what you gonna do now, Trey?
I don't know. I'm thinking about moving out of the hood with her.
What? Oh, fool. Look here. Let me tell you something, Trey. You could take the Sheiky out the hood, but you can't take the hood niggas out the Sheiky.
A police car pulls up.
Oh, damn! Five of them!
You there! Get out of the truck and put your hands in the air!
Loke Dog and Trey comply.
Stand on one leg. With the tip of your finger, touch the tip of your nose. Now, in a circular motion, rub your stomach and pat your head while saying rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Strike a pose.
Trey and Loke Dog in his pink rabbit slippers dance, waving their arms.
Now walk slowly.
Trey walks to the patrol car with raised hands. Loke Dog sashays idly behind him. A black officer pins Trey to the car and frisks him. A white officer pats down Loke Dog. The black officer turns Trey and glares.
We didn't even do nothing.
The officer points a gun at Trey.
Tough! You look so tough now, little nigga. I hate you black bastards. You stink. I hate your black skin. I hate your black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on the piano. I hate my gums because they black. I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. And most of all, I hate that black-ass Wesley Snipes.
At a police station.
Move it!
Come on.
We got arrested for being black on a Friday night.
I don't try right?
Behind them, white-suited men watch a white female colleague play a games machine called Rodney's Ride. The game is of white officers beating a black man with their truncheons. Trey's led to a cell.
All right, get in there.
His cellmate's a black guy cooking in an orange jumpsuit.
What's up, young blood?
What's up?
Swam, my brother?
Nah, one thing.
Now, let me tell you something. If you hit a man in time, his wounds will heal. And if you steal from a man, you can replace what you steal.
And always cross in the green, never in between.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad Ali floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee.
Just thinking about spending another minute with Farrakhan made me never want to do time in the joint again.
Boy, am I happy to see you, man. And always remember, my brother, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, get a dog a bone, 2000 party, oops, out of time. My bacon smelling fine. Time to play a little Po-Napoli.
Hey, y'all, I get to be the Hyundai.
Booyah!
At Loke Dog's.
11. Yeah, baby, I land on Crenshaw. Hey, nigga, I'm putting up shopping centers on my property.
You can't, brother. That's the red line district, and Whitey won't let you do that.
Hey, that's cool. Then I'll put up liquor stores in every corner. Yeah, yeah. My turn. Here we go. Come on, baby. Magic leg. Give me some love.
Yeah, be
booyah! 11.
A card.
No tears.
An all-white jury has just handed out a racially biased verdict. You get mad and burn down all your property.
You gotta start all over.
Okay, it's my turn, I believe. 9 times to the head. 1, 2, and that equals 9. Strong Beach to all my
That's
niggas
my
and strong.
Property, fool. And I got 2 crack houses on there. Pay me. You owe me all the money.
Break yourself, nigga.
Give him dice.
Crazy legs to preach.
Two. Move me. 2. Community service. You just been pulled out your car and severely beaten by the LAPD. The jury awards you $6.2 million.
Damn.
But because you have less than a high school education, the lawyers rip you off and you wind up with $2.50.
Taking all my money. Come on, let's be up out of here. I won. I'm on Long Beach. This brother still is here on community service. But if you feel like the game is over, then we can leave. All right.
Okay. Well,
crazy lady, you got a problem with that?
No, you the winner.
At a warehouse.
Okay. Come on. Let's go.
What's up, Toothpick? What's up? All ready to go jump this fool in.
To a teenager.
Let's do this, our dog. What's up there, little homie? About ready to do this?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
What's up?
What's up?
You've been hanging with the homies in the hood for a while now. It's about time we jump your punk ass in.
That's right. Let me tell you something. In this world, if you can't swim, you bound to drizzle.
Yeah.
And if you fall,
Toothpick turns.
Better pick your punk ass up.
That's right.
Toothpick's gang.
And the rest of y'all, don't cut him no slack.
Y'all fools get busy.
The new guy jumps into 2 twirling ropes. Sam's outside Loke Dog's house.
Hey, we're gonna have to play Monopoly again sometime.
I ain't so stupid. I know. You ain't winning nothing anyway.
Hey.
And the money that you do win, I'll jack you for it.
Trey shrugs.
Hey. Which one of y'all is Ashtray? What's up, partner? Heard you got my boy Toothpick girlfriend pregnant, partner.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Hey, brother, man.
What's up? I don't want some trouble, man. You know, I'm just taking crazy. But you must not have heard me, partner.
Hey, Trey, let me handle this like a gentleman, all right? Hey,
Loke Dog.
You know, my man say you want no trouble, you know what I'm saying?
Come here!
Loke Dog repeatedly kicks Sam. Preach jumps Sam.
Nice execution.
Now,
I'm gonna give that an 8. make him cripple like me.
After stomping one of Toothpick's boys, we knew we had to go get some backup. So we went over to our homie Old School's house.
Are you sure this guy's gonna have our back? Hey, Trey, let me tell you something about Old School, all right? He's the most dangerous OG on the set. Let me tell you young punk something. I've been down on this hood a long time. I've seen a lot of things. I survived the Watts riots, gang wars. You know how I did it?
How?
I'm standing my ground and having my homies watch my back.
Word.
So don't let nobody mess with your set.
Yeah!
And like me, don't let nobody give you no shit.
Yeah, Old School.
Yeah. Bartholomew?
A gray-haired woman.
Bartholomew! Come here, boy.
Oh, shit.
What did you say, boy?
I said, oh, shoot, Ma. Shoot.
Didn't I tell you to clean your room?
Oh, Ma, come on. The gang needs me. I'm the leader.
She eyes old school.
Gang? You better get in there and clean that room in the next 10 minutes. Or else you're going to be walking down the street with 3 shoes, 2 on your feet and 1 in your ass, sucker.
She goes into the house.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, so you gonna roll with us?
I can't.
Why not? Oh, the police is after you, huh?
Nah. I'm on punishment. My mom says I can't leave the porch.
A mugger with a gun.
Come on, let's hold the porch down.
Say, that's a nice walker, lady. Pop it up. Turn around.
Trey shakes his head, watching the mugger steal the walker.
Man, I need to get out of this place. But what you talking about? Leave the hood?
Loke Dog throws his beer bottle.
I love the smell of gun smoke in the morning.
Yo, preach. At least Ashtray got a dream. That's more than I can say for half the homies in the hood.
Why, little foots? You got a dream?
Yeah.
Crazy Legs grins.
Can't touch this.
Dangling on strings, Crazy Legs stars in a music video with dancers.
Can't touch this.
Crazy Legs wears shades, gold chains on his bare chest, a red jacket, and matching hammer pants. Crazy Legs emerges from his vision with a broad grin and giggles.
Hey, Lo, I hope you ain't selling out on me with no jive-ass dream.
Oh, hell no. Hey, you know I ain't got no self-esteem. I ain't gonna grow up to be shit.
A comedy club.
White people in the house tonight. White people, where y'all at?
Loke Dog, who's on stage, points his gun at a white couple chasing them away.
Hey, hey, you ever be fucking a bitch, right? And the bitch got 3-4 kids, so you know the pussy big, you know, it's like a room, you know? So you get up in that bitch.
Loke Dog steps away from a stool, which is on the stage, then jumps over it clumsily several times. The black audience cheer and applaud. Loke Dog sits on the stool.
Hey, baby, we have the board.
The audience punch their fists in the air. Two guys fire their guns. Emotional, Loke Dog takes a bow. Toothpick in the convertible.
Where the bus is hiding at?
You're probably over there, Tricker.
What trick?
That sinking, fool.
Ooh. I miss making that to her.
Me too.
What are you talking about?
I was helping you out.
Hell, you was helping me.
You was locked down, fool.
Just give me the book.
Loke Dog.
Man, can you hook me up with directions to Crenshaw, man?
Fool, you better get your crusty behind away from me.
Man, I fuck your dick, man.
What you say to me?
Loke Dog pulls up his pants.
Dick, man.
Oh, man. All right, so what you want to do, my man, go to the corner, go about 3 blocks down, and make a right.
Loke Dog's gang on the porch.
All right, Sean.
Toothpick's gang fire shots at them.
What should we do?
Run like a bitch!
A bullet hits Crazy Legs' wheelchair and sends it hurtling towards the road. Toothpick's car hits the wheelchair and sends it flying. Toothpick's gang flee. Loke Dog, Trey, and Preach.
Hey, Lake! You okay, man? You got hit by the bullets, man?
No, I got hit by the car.
Come on, here, I ain't. Come on. Hey, nigga. Let's help him get him. Let's get him in the truck. Hey, nigga, get his baby shoe. Hey, nigga, I know you're crippled. Help me out. Come on.
Why?
Bring your simple ass, Trey.
An emergency room.
Answer me, man. You all right? J-Nub.
We need a doctor fast.
You know I went to see Jason Lyric this weekend.
Yeah, G-Money, wasn't he cute? Did you see his butt, though? It was hairy. I know he didn't think that ass fro was cute.
We need a doctor right now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call you back, okay?
Right now, sister.
What I'm going to need you to do is fill his form out.
Preach takes the long, unwinding form.
May I have a pen, please? Thank you. Excuse me. You know I can get some water around here?
The nurse produces a paper cone from her bosom.
Thanks.
You're number 1,012.
1,012. Yeah, 1,012.
Number 213. Now serving number 213.
Dang.
Damn, I hope I'm next.
Trey walks to Dashiki's.
Between Crazy Legs being hit in the drive-by, the Korean store shootings, jail, and Dashiki being pregnant,
Dashiki!
I felt like I was about to explode.
Dashiki lets Trey in and watches frustrated Trey deliver wide swings of his arm as if punching an imaginary person. Dashiki's toddler boy giggles watching him. Trey accidentally punches the toddler do-rag and other children before falling on his knees, sobbing. Dashiki steps forward and comforts him. The punched children lie on the floor out cold. Dashiki looks down at sobbing Trey.
What are you doing?
Trying to win Best Actor on the Soul Train Awards.
Dashiki kneels in front of Trey and regards him with concern. He meets her gaze.
Look, Dashiki. I'm sorry about last night. I thought about it. And I want to be a father to my child. And another thing. I also realized much I love you.
Dashiki kisses and hugs Trey.
I want to leave the hood with you.
But there's something we need to do before we go.
A plaque reads, "Welcome to the Rick James State Penitentiary."
Look, I'm taking the kids and I'm moving out of the
a
hood.
A prisoner in a booth.
I just want them to come say goodbye to their daddies.
Unimpressed, Dashiki drops the booth telephone and steps away holding do-rag. Trey takes her place and picks up the phone.
You're a good brother, Trey. Yeah. Me? I mean, I've been in jail a long time, T. Sometimes I feel like a cage. How come you never came to see me, man?
Nigga, I don't know you.
Oh, yeah. You don't know me. That's right. That's right. Well, dig this here, Trey. Teach my son how to be a man, Trey. How to be a man.
They fist bump the chicken wire between them.
Give me some.
Trey drives a small red car. Dashiki and her kids are with him. A guy at Loke Dog's gate. Loke Dog answers.
Gio.
A brown bag. The guy's paid.
Show me
Yes, I'm right. The guy goes.
Oh, nigga, don't even play me like that. Come on, man.
Hush, I'm coming through with the bum rush. Feelings for style and Dina's coat.
Lope Dog heats white liquid in a glass bottle and measures white powder on scales.
Miraculous. Work to Lexus, I'm from New York. I'm flowing like Don P, so once popped the cork. Not feeling me for real, though. I'm the one who came from the back and blew the brains out of Al Pacino. Welcome to this rendition of lyricism.
He turns a dial on the oven. A timer goes off.
I'm out of control, please. Before I do autopsies on these MCs. Open them up. They hollow on the inside.
Looking at the camera, Lope Dog puts his finger in his mouth as if tasting something, then gives a satisfied nod. In a chef's hat and apron, Lope Dog's made a two-tier cake, which he ices. At the hospital.
Hey, what's up, crazy? Hey, brother. How you feeling, man? How you doing, brother?
Doctor said I ain't ever gonna walk again.
No, no.
Crazy Legs cries, leaning on Lope Dog.
Oh, me.
Get off of me! You've been paralyzed for the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, Legs, man. I'm gonna find that toothpick. I'm gonna smoke them. No! We need to put an end to all this black-on-black crime. We need to call a truce.
What about that time you shot Byron? Ain't that black-on-black crime?
Yeah.
Pop.
No. Byron was light-skinned. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you about to go to this party?
Yeah.
And you gonna be doing some drinking?
It's a little something.
Let me tell you about drinking and driving, man.
Boy, that shit is fun, man. Yo, what you do is get yourself a 40, right? Then you get on the freeway, bam, punch it to 85. Then you turn off your lights, let go of the steering wheel, boom! It will bug you out,
oh,
boy.
Man.
You gotta try it, man.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try it.
Hey, why y'all didn't invite me to the party?
Come on, Pop. You know you gotta be 18 and older.
Oh, man.
Besides, it's getting past your bedtime. Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, I'm out.
All right. Hey, before you go, won't you read me like a bedtime story, like the good old days?
All right, just one.
Trey gets a magazine, pops in bed, and fumbles under a blanket.
To a good one. There we go. This is the story of Dick and Mary. Mary lies on the bed and spreads her thighs. Dick thrusts his large member into a waiting vagina.
Ooh.
Fuck me! Fuck me! Mary screams. Dick covers her head with a pillow because she's too noisy. Dick continues to pound her swollen opening till he climates. Oh! I'm coming! I'm coming!
Trey turns to Pop, who lies sleeping contentedly. Four black guys around a table at night. Lope Dog.
Domino, nigga! Yeah!
Hey, what's up, niggas? Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, what you making some Jimmy Bob's? Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? All right. What's up, nigga?
What's going on?
What's up, man? How you feeling, baby? Hey, I got one question.
Who got that chronic, nigga?
Come on,
who got that chronic? Guaranteed to fuck you up. Well, hey, nigga, light that shit up. Fuck me up.
A guy smokes a joint.
Hey.
Yeah.
Toe, nigga, toe. Toe, nigga.
Get that shit low, nigga.
The guy falls down, shaking.
Hey, man, he's going into convulsion.
Lope Dog and the other three guys exchange looks.
Yo, he dead. Yo, pass that shit.
Yeah.
Yo, pass it, man.
Woo!
Hit it.
Uh-huh. See, now that's what I'm talking about, Shabamboo.
I guess so.
Yeah, niggas trying to hide the good shit.
You wanna dance?
Yes, I do. But not with you. Hurrah! 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 Hurrah!
Loke Dog sits with a girl in a sparkly black dress.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Loke Dog.
He grimaces at her breath.
What's your name?
Laquanda.
Laquanda, do you have a boyfriend?
No, you know, men always seem to be really intimidated by me, but I don't know why.
No? Well, you know, I can understand how a pretty girl like yourself might make a man a little sick. Oh, I mean nervous.
Yeah, well,
she breaks wind.
A really special kind of man to be with me. You know?
Yeah, well, let me go find him.
Trey watches a girl down a large bottle of beer.
Damn, girl, you need to slow down with that.
You ain't my daddy, and you ain't paying that about bills.
The drunk girl falls. Loke Dog to a plain-looking girl.
Hi. Hi, my name is Loke Dog. What's your name?
Keisha.
Keisha. You always just shy, Keisha. Mm-hmm. Look here, Keisha. Why don't you say we go back to my place and have a little nightcap?
I don't know. I just met you.
Hey, girl, the dog don't bite unless you ask me.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Pleased, he slaps his hand. The drunk girl.
Baby, you really love me.
Soft light from a candelabra flickers inside Loke Dog's truck as he pours beer into a glass flute for Keisha. She's about to drink.
I really should.
He makes her sip beer.
Come on, girl. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna hurt you.
Mm-hmm. It's just that when I drink sometimes, I get a little crazy.
He hands her the flute.
And that's what I
she
want.
Sips more.
See, I don't want you to think I'm a freak or nothing like that, because I usually don't even go home with guys when I first meet them. Mm-hmm. But I just feel so comfortable with you.
And that's good, girl. Whenever you with me, mm-hmm. I want you to
She just pulls away as they kiss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are so nasty. I should be going.
Hey, whoa. Mm-hmm. Hey, come on, baby, relax. Okay? Just relax. Don't you go nowhere. You in good hands now, girl. Loke Dog's gonna take good care of you, baby.
Mm-hmm. You sure? It's okay? Mm-hmm. Mm.
I want you to just be yourself, okay?
I told you I could get a little crazy.
Yeah, you get crazy. Come on.
Okay.
She straddles him, swaying her head, and transforms.
All right, motherfucker. Let's get it on.
Her monster face is gray. Loke Dog screams helplessly as she rips his clothes off. She sticks her tongue out, swaying wildly. Naked, Loke Dog breaks away.
Oh, no, nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
The truck shakes in the street in the darkness. Canal fishing.
Fresh air, fresh fish.
Nothing like the great outdoors, huh, Pop?
Yeah.
Pop, can we talk teenager to teenager? See, I met this girl. She's pretty special. She's moving out of the hood in a couple of days and thinking about going with her.
Man, who is this girl?
Her name's Dashiki.
Dashiki? Dashiki from over there on penetration?
Oh, come on, Pop! Don't tell me you slept with her, too.
Oh, no, no, it ain't nothing like that, son. It ain't nothing like that. She sure could suck a dick.
What?
Oh, nothing, son. Go ahead, tell me about this girl.
Anyway, I think I'm in love.
So what, you knocking boots yet?
Yeah.
Hold on. You use a condom?
No.
Good! That's my boy! That's my boy! Yo, never use condoms, son. They take away all the feeling.
Yeah. Only thing is, now she's pregnant. And I don't know what to do.
Man, look. Let me give you the same advice my father gave me, all right? Give up hope. Look at me. Dreams are for suckers. Ain't no future for you. And don't think about getting no job, Trey, because a black man ain't got no place in the workforce.
So hold up, let me get this straight. What you're trying to say is, don't get caught up in the white man's system of self-perpetuating unemployment and wind up trying to survive on welfare checks and food stamps, right?
Wrong, man. Hell, ain't nothing wrong with no welfare check. That's called free money. Hell, our family survived 6 generations on it.
Trey, in a hat with fishing lures, considers.
Thanks, Pop. You always know what to say, man.
Ah, thought you knew, boy.
Toothpick.
My boy Trey, getting himself some sex. Yep.
See, man, I was right
over
here.
Locked
man,
up in the city ain't the same. God damn, get him.
Sam's body is flattened like cardboard.
Fuck it, let's go twist these niggas in the cat back, man.
A gang member in pink curlers drives.
Let's go.
Lope Dog sits on Dashiki's front steps.
What's up, Lope?
What's up, Trey?
Lope Dog sits with a beer.
I can't believe your mark ass is finally leaving the hood.
Yep. Me and Dashiki's gonna tie that knot.
You need to tie a knot in that bitch's tubes.
Nah, Green.
I actually think we're gonna be all right. Hey, why don't you come with us?
What? Take a road trip in a mail truck? Fool, that's the stupidest idea I ever heard.
Well, anyway, you just be careful.
Come on now, baby. You talking to Low Dog. You know I'm gonna be all right. Shoot. I tried. Never forget, man. But they don't know. Don't show. Just don't care about being a menace to South Central while they drink their juice in the hood.
The mailman.
That's what it's all about, Trey.
Durag cycles up the path in his tricycle.
The fuck is he talking about?
Then walks to Loke Dog. Loke Dog greets him with a hand slap.
Hey, what's up, little homie?
What's up?
How you doing, man? Hey, you want some of this? Make you go hang your little nuts.
Say, man, don't be giving that little kid no alcohol.
The man knocks on the
you
door.
You daddy?
I ain't.
Toothpick sitting on top of the back seat in the gang's convertible. He and his buddy prepare their rifles. Toothpick now pulls the red strings of a catapult. His buddy in the front pumps up a colorful plastic toy gun. Durag cycles while using a phone.
What's up, little man?
Shh.
Loke Dog.
Like I was saying, what's up with them hoes tonight?
Take care of my baby, all right? And my truck.
What?
Come on, Chai, you know I'm only playing.
Toothpick's black convertible rounds the corner behind Durag. Toothpick cracks his fingers. A young boy watches the car as he picks his nose. An elderly couple observe from their porch. A dog is on top of another dog. Two guys look on fearfully. Shots are fired at Loke Dog's gang.
Shoot everything in sight, everything!
Loke Dog fires back. Dashiki. Preach jumps to save a screaming blonde white woman. dashiki.
You okay, Snowflake?
Oh, yes, my big chocolate warrior.
Dashiki!
Trey jumps across a tire obstacle course, balances along a high beam, swings along monkey bars, and jumps over hurdles with a relay baton. Trey runs towards an orange finishing line which reads, "Crime scene. Do not cross." Dashiki cowers from bullets, holding a toddler and a baby. Trey carries them away to safety. Trey runs to Durag, but he's shot by Toothpick. Lope Dog's grandma appears from a dumpster and fires at Toothpick's car with two guns. Toothpick lands on a black detective's car.
Hey, you know you fucked up, right?
Yeah, you a guy up to grandma.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, grandma. You got the juice now.
Grandma's face is painted white with black eyes and lips. She punches the man and strikes him with a machete and picks up his severed head, putting it in her bag. She ambles away. Loke Dog ruefully regards the couple on the porch. They've been shot dead. Dashiki cradles Trey's head.
I'll marry you. I promise you.
I know, sister, I know. You're gonna miss him, aren't you?
Find a pussy with food to take care of me and seven kids. Oh,
listen, sister, listen. You are a strong African-American woman. And it's because of that, I can't be with you. Oh, look at that. Time for me to take out the poor white trash.
Trey opens his eyes.
Who you calling whip, girl?
You are alive.
Mrs. Johnson.
Oh.
Oh.
Toothpick.
Mama. Oh, my toothpick, mama.
Oh, baby, you okay? Oh. Oh, now where's my money? You stole your little hoodlum. Give me my money. I want my money. I'll beat the shit out of you. Where's my money?
Well, that's my story. As for Dashiki and I, we got married.
Dashiki and Trey emerge from a church. Words appear, married with other people's children.
Loke Dog went in the show business.
Say, fuck y'all, suck my dick, and, lick it.
Words appear, new host on the Death Comedy Jam. Preach goes into a trailer with a white woman. Words appear, completely sold out.
Crazy Legs' dream of becoming a
Words appear.
Finally came.
Became a professional dancer in the Los Angeles Jeffrey Ballet.
And as for grandma,
words appear. She's still practicing grandma. Herbal medicine. Audio description created by SDI Media. Written by Tanuja Caval. Narrated by Eric Myers. Cast: Ashtray, Sean Wayans, Loke Dog, Marlon Wayans, Dashiki, Tracy Sherelle Jones, Preach, Chris Spencer, Crazy Legs, Suli McCullough, Toothpick, Daryl Heath. Loke Dog's grandma, Helen Martin, Do-Rag, Isaiah Barnes, Ashtray's father, Lamar Tate, Tate, Mailman Keenan Ivory Wayans, Ashtray's mother, Vivica Fox, Loke Dog's mom, Virginia Watson. One dose of my baroque handheld trigger cut. I got pellet spitting shell, paralyzed, you get touched. Incredible mic cords. Associate producer, Crystal Rivera Mitchell. Music editor, Carl Zittrin. Other credits follow. You start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. 100,000 times one. Snatch up my sounds, get done. I hold a title, and here's how my belt was won. Check it. Slick majestic, broke mics, and left infected. Germs start to spread through your crew. Do lack of effort. You ask for it. Shut up the jams like syringes. My technique alone blows doors straight off the hinges. Master Avenger, I appear to blow your ear like wind. With a freestyle, sharper than the Indian spear. So sit back and let the king explore. Describe me, the kid's nice, and he holds swords in his name. Black attached to nerve like migraines. With more gains than beggars on trains. Living sharp pains, poisonous rebel like deck. You can't destroy this. You can ambush, skate, try to avoid this. Side effects of hot raps and hot tracks. A duffel bag full of gun suns dipped in black. My culture flies and attached like a vulture. Ghost face in Madison Square is on your poster. Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four. I told you before. Prepare for mic fights and plus a cold war.
Be on the lookout for this mass murderous suspect that fills more body bags than apartments and projects. And as far as the coroners know, the autopsy show it was a Shaolin blow put on by my family, brought to the academy of the Wu and learned how to fuck up your anatomy steadily, calm and deadly. Splatterhead lyrics I lick through your transmit. MC submit to the will as I kill your juvenile freestyle. Civilize the mental. Devils worship this like an icon. Bear hugging mites with the grips of a python.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. Start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more.
You heard other raps before, but kept waiting for the son of song. I keep dance hall strong. Beats another worthy of my cause. I prolong extravaganza. Time sits still. No propaganda. Be wary of the skill. As I bring forth the music, make love to your eardrum. Dedicated to rap, nigga. Beware the fearsome. Lebanon, Don, Malcolm X, beat threat. CD massacre. Murder to cassette. I blow the shop up. You ain't seen nothing yet. One man ran trying to get away from it. Put your bifocal on, watch me a cometh into your chamber like Freddy into Dream. This kaboomerate your technique in your scheme. Four cause applause like a black dad did that. You stuck on stupid like I'm stuck on the map. Nowhere to go except next show, bro. Entertaining motherfuckers can't stop O.M. battling. You don't want me to start tattling all up on the stage cause y'all snakes keep rattling. Bitch, you ain't got nothing on the rich. Every other day my whole dress code switch. So distant case you wanna clock me like Sherry. All y'all crab bitches ain't got the worry. Can't get a nigga like Don Dime a dozen. Even if I'm smoked out, I can't be scoped out. I'm too ill. I represent Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Cash it in and get $10 back. The fat LP with cappuccino on the wax. Pass it in your thing, put valve up to 12. Put all the other LPs back on the shelf. And smoke a blunt and dial 917-1604-9311. And you could get long dick. Hip-hop affection. I damage any MC who step in my direction. I'm Staten Island best, son, fuck what you heard. Niggas still talking, that shit is absurd. My repertoire is USSR. PLO style got thrown out the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. Devon can't define my style, it's so deep like pussy. My low-cut face stay bushy like a porcupine. I part backs like a spine. Gut you like a blunt and reconstruct your design. I know you wanna diss me, but I could read your mind cause you're weak in the knees like SW.
Original motion picture soundtrack available on Island and Island Black Music.
Me and RZA name printed in the tablet under vets. We paid our debts for mad years. Hibernated sound and now we out like bears and born power. Born physically, power speaking.
White bold letters appear on a black screen. Miramax.